Amila Tigrumine, you're not mechuyev to learn that way or to accept it right now. Why? Because the klal is the yein ladayin elamash shein of royis. A dayin only has to act the way his own eyes, the way he understands it. So right now you do not understand this psak. You do not have to pass in that way. You have right to pass in the way you understand. Now the Gemara says, boy, rov a rov, ask a shalom like this, b'bori heich. What's going to be the loch and the curse when the father is a healthy man? In other words, ki kom Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka. Where does Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka say his aloch in the Mishnah? That a father has the right to give away all his Yerusha to one son, maybe only v'shchimera, only when the father is very sick about to die. Devar araisu, like he's in the parasha of giving away Yerusha. But the Rashbam explains, maybe that's Shana Postik, v'karina bay b'yoyim han chilu as bonof, that the day he's about to die, that day when he's a shchimera, then he has the power to give away the Yerusha all to one son. Avo v'bori, but in the case when the father is a healthy man, loy, maybe then the father does not have the power to give away the Yerusha to one son over the other son. But then maybe no. Afilu b'bori nami, even though the father is a healthy person, so what? Still the Torah gave Rishus to the father to give all the Yerusha to one son over the other sons. Says Shiloh, where did Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Rabbi Yochanan kaseir zalocha? Is all malay r'mishah shilu rovo. So Mishashu wants to answer back and said to Rovo, Toshima, come and bring your proof. The Yom Aloy Rebbe Nosson. The Rebbe Nosson said to Rebbe, Shanisem Mishleichem, Kerviochen and Vembruko, like Lechur, you're learning your Mishnah. He said to Rebbe that Rebbe was Masada of Mishnayis. He asked the question, how come you learn your Mishnah like Kerviochen and Vembruko? He's the only Yochid, how come you're learning like him? This time we learned Lekos law. It's learned like this. There's a mission that says Lochin Subis Lekos of Lo Bon Dichron Tel Hevelachim Noi. If a husband gets married to a second wife and he does not write to a Niksuba that the children, the sons I have from you in an Yarsin, they will Yarsin Kesav Ksuba Secha. The extra money like that you're bringing in now with your ksuba. That they'll receive more right now with the other brothers. If the halacha is, the husband has to, like, give the extra Yerusha to these children. In other words, this is the case of ksubas bona dichrin, that if a husband marries a second wife, sometimes, like, that father, the shver doesn't want to give his daughter some money because he's afraid, like what's going to happen is that when his daughter dies, the husband yashins, and then the husband yashins, and then when the husband dies, it goes to the children he had from the first wife. And the children from his daughter, the second wife, they won't yashin special the extra money. Therefore, the tonight ksuba to say no, the tonight bezin to say that the children you have from your second wife, they'll yashin the ksuba more than the first sons. So here it goes that the father has a right to say those children will yashin more than the first children. So here, how does that work? So here it goes according to Yochanan ben Bruka that a father has the right to give Yerusha to one son over the other sons. So here, like Rav Nosson was asking Kasha to Rebbe, how come you misadur mishnai yistam like Rav Yochanan ben Bruka? So v'yomal la Rebbe answers back and says no. Yisrun Tanan. That Aloha is a bona dichrin, it's not a Yerushadik Aloha, but it's a present. It's like the husband says, I'll give your children a present. And this, the Yom Rebbe, Rebbe then says, no. Yaldus Hoisibi. It was like a foolish thing that I just answered back. The Yasti Ponei Benosna Bavli. I just like want to answer back to Nosna Bavli. Yes, me a question. How come I said the Mishnayish and Stam like a Bichon Bruka? I just went to answer him back and tell him, I guess, we didn't really mean Yerusha, we meant Vateras Matana. But it's not true. Really, it's Vateras Yerusha. Because Elo de Kaimelon, that we hold. Bonin Dichrin, Lotafim Mimashabdi. That the locher is that the children you have from your second wife, when they come to collect the Ksuba, they can't get from Mishabodin. So the question is why? If you're going to tell me, that's the way it works, is this like a present? Why can't I take it from a Shabbatim? Since you can't collect from a Shabbatim, Elish Mamina, this is a proof that Yasun Tanan, that the way this Tanaik Suba Bona Dichrin works, is like you're telling that the children I'm going to have from you, they're going to Yashin more than the other sons. So, Man Shamit Lei, the Islei Hai Svara, who do we hear that holds like this Svara? It's a B'yechin and Membruka. If so, Shmamina Afilu Babari. So, this is a Raya Stam Mishnah of the Bona Dichrin that goes like B'yechin and Membruka. And here we're talking about when he's first getting married now to his second wife. So he's a healthy man. So you see, the law of Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch applies even to a healthy man. This Gemara says no. Oh, Malay Rav Papa Labaya. So Papa said back to Abaya, listen. Bein leman b'yom yasvan. Whether the way you first wanted to say that this works, but there was yasvan, it's a matana. Bein leman b'yom yasvan. That it's Yerusha. Still. How could the husband say it now when he's marrying a second wife that the children we're going to have, they will yashin or they'll receive this present? If they're a dovish lo b'li'elam, they're not alive yet. And you should know, even according to Rabbi Meir, the Yoma that he says, a person could be makna something that's not in this world yet, but I'll tell you, does he say that? Only to somebody that's on this world. Like you could sell something that's not here yet to a person that's here. If you want to sell something or give something away to somebody that's not on the world yet, he never said it. So how could this tonight super work of Ksubas Bona Dichrin, the children are not born yet? Ella, what do you have to answer? Tanai Bezdin Shani, that a Tanai that Bezdin makes us different. So I'll tell you, Hochinam here also then. Tanai Bezdin Shani, you have no right, he goes according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch, that the Din Yerush, even a Bori, even a father that's healthy, has the right to give away the Yerusha to one son more than the other sons. Maybe the reason why it works here is because it's a Tanai Bezdin, and a Tanai Bezdin is different. Omalevit still, he answered back and said no. Mishum the Kramafik lay beloshen yarsin, that since he said it over this takana of bonin ksubas bonadichrim, the Torah's Yerusha, mashmat not stam tnai bezdin, but it works for Torah's Yerusha. Therefore, there is a proof that according to Birchon and Bruka, even though the father is healthy, still he has the right to give away the Yerusha to one son over the other sons. Hoderama later is Omar, Hoderama Rabbi, then Rabbi said back, no. Shno lav milsi di amri. It's not right what we're saying. You have no proof over here to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch that Yerusha works even when the father is healthy. All right, a turnover. Again, hodurom rabbi lav milsi di amri. It's now we learn like this. Lekos of lo bonin lutfen. There's a second takona that if the husband remarried a second wife, if he doesn't tell her, listen, the daughters that I'm going to have from you, they'll be able to sit in my house, the yisuznun, and get panos, get fed, from my property, because even after the husband dies, even though they're only daughters, and they don't yashin, but they'll be able to sit and get panos from my property until they remarry, until they get married. So even though you don't write it down in the Ksuba, Chayif, there's a locha that still, that the daughters have a right to be freed from that property. Why? Shu Tanai Bezdin or Tanai Bezdin. It comes out there are two Tanai Bezdin in the case when you marry a second wife. One is that the sons, Yashni Ksuba, and that your daughters will receive this present, they'll be able to be fed until they get married. So now, if so, half a minute is the Mamash Tutakon is made one after another. It's over heavy lezebe matan lezebe Yerusha. It's like to the daughters he's saying a lashon a present, and to the sons he's saying a lashon Yerusha. It's so he had before for chol lezebe Yerusha lezebe matanon afilu rabbanim moedu that it helps. Because even though you're saying to the son Yerusha, you did not really mean Bateros Yerusha. You also only mean as a present. So as a present, the father can do what he wants with his Nechosim. Omalei Rav Nechumya, Nechumya said back, V'yis D'yam, and some says Rav Chananya, Bar Menyumi Labai, said back to Rabbi like this, no.